You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Paris Photo has returned to Paramount Studios this coming weekend. And to get you in the photographic mood, art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp talks now about masterworks in the medium, often made without a camera. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So we're talking about the show up at the Getty called Light, Paper, Process, Reinventing Photography. You single out the two eldest photographers in the exhibition. Tell us.
And not just because they're the eldest, but it is true to say that James Welling is something of a pioneer in his approach to using all sorts of approaches in photography, with a camera, without a camera. And in this particular instance, he's showing photograms and chemograms. Some of them are about water. They look like floating sheets of color. Others look like spreading soft gray, white chemical masses. They're made with the processes of developing the paper, but without necessarily including taking a picture. Hmm. And this is really the gist of this exhibition, that now that photography as we knew it for 100 years has almost disappeared, a lot of these photographers are now working with just the processes of this photosensitive paper and chemicals, developer, fixer, and finding their own way with it. That is true also of Alison Rossiter, who emerges, in my opinion, as something of the star of the show. She's been doing it for a few decades now. She has been collecting these boxes of old photosensitive paper covered in platinum or silver, and then she makes abstract pictures by carefully controlling the developer, the fixer, the time. And they're very simple, but allows you to get close to them and you see how the tonalities are rich and varied. And you've never seen so many different kinds of blacks and creams and grays in your life. They're just beautiful.
How is this different than the work than some of the younger artists in the show?
Well, there are seven people in the show. We can't talk about all of them, but I will say that Marco Breuer has long used, almost abused these photosensitive papers. He scratches into them and folds them and attacks them and rolls them, and he winds up with these geometric patterns. So again, they're quite abstract and don't really incorporate a camera. Meanwhile, Matthew Brandt, who's kind of a young star at the moment and was in fact one of Welling's students, he has taken this photograph of Rainbow Lake and then developed it in the water of Rainbow Lake. And somehow the processes are all abstract patterns of reds and blues and greens. They kind of cover the initial print, and they look like an abstract painting with a photograph underneath it. That's the best way to describe it. Or they look quite psychedelic if you can remember back that far. Anyway, the whole show is really quite riveting, and it's very timely because of all the things that have happened in photography lately, this use of almost cameraless photography is certainly something of a trend, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of it when you go to Paris Photo as well.
Light, Paper, Process, Reinventing Photography is up at the Getty through September 6th. Go before the end of May if you can, so you can also see the Painting Set Free show featuring the work of pioneer painter J.M.W. Turner. To see some photos, to read Hunter's text, and to sign up for our Art Talk podcast, visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.